is, let me see if we've already read it. The Roman Church is far-reaching. The Roman Church is far-reaching in her plans and modes of operation. She is employing every device to extend her influence, increase her power in preparation for a fierce and determined conflict, to regain control of the world, to reestablish persecution, and to undo all that Protestantism has done. Brothers and sisters, you need to remember that there's a specific purpose of Rome, and as we continue on in these studies, we're going to show you that Sister White tells us that the movement for Sunday enforcement is going on in darkness, and that there are statements that every move towards bringing church and state together is a movement towards Sunday legislation. Therefore, if we're going to use spiritual discernment, when we see these church gatherings, these groups of churches coming together to discuss whatever they want to discuss, the underlying premise of it is to regain control of the world for Rome, reestablish persecution, bring in a Sunday law. And brothers and sisters, Sister White says the people that are involved with this do not understand that. They don't understand. The men that are coming together, they don't understand these things. It's happening. They're being led by the spiritual influence that has been leading them throughout their entire life, and that spiritual influence is not an influence that's going to uphold the seventh-day Sabbath, whether they understand that or not. That's where we're at church history. The next step, a royal edict concerning Sunday. This is what this subject in great controversy is all about, is Sunday legislation. A royal edict, church general councils. The general councils are already underway. The next thing to see is church ordinances, and the focus of this is Sunday law eventually. Church ordinances sustained by secular power. And Sister White describes that as the image of the beast. Brothers and sisters, last year, the Congress of the United States, for the first time ever, began to speak as a dragon. It began to fulfill its role of bringing church and state together. That first step is underway, and that's what we're going to continue to look at for the next several nights as we go through this material on the Great Controversy. I am purposely making this brief because we started late. I'm going to turn the time over to Dr. Marianne and Julie at this point, but I would encourage you, if you can, to be out for as many of these meetings as possible. If not, get the tapes that we're taping, because I think you'll see that the information that we're going to cover is going to be